20 years ago this month, on the 2nd of April, 2005, Pope St. John Paul II died. And after his funeral mass, 6 days later, the cardinals from around the world were summoned to Rome to elect a new pope. They asked themselves, what characteristics should we look for in a new pontiff? They said to themselves, well, somebody who is diplomatic and can bring peace to the warring nations of the world. Someone who has the ability to speak several languages. A man who can teach and defend the truth and who is at the same time pastoral. Father Gerald O'Collins, an Australian Jesuit priest who taught at the Pontifical Gregorian University in Rome for 33 years, weighed in on the question. Father O'Collins said, what I'm looking for in a new pope is someone who believes in the resurrection of Jesus and can declare it boldly to the world. Now, I think that's a brilliant answer. What I'm looking for is someone who believes in the resurrection of Jesus and can declare it boldly to the world. This morning, we heard from the first pope, St. Peter, and how he boldly proclaims the resurrection in Caesarea, which is a city on the coast of the Mediterranean Sea. It's just south of Mount Carmel. It was the capital of the Roman procurator in the Holy Land. And St. Peter boldly proclaims the resurrection to a Gentile by the name of Cornelius, a Roman centurion. And he's preaching to his whole family. And he says, you know, it's been talked about all through the Holy Land, all through Judea, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day. And granted that he be visible, not to all the people, but to us, the witnesses chosen by God in advance. He commissioned us to preach to the people and to testify he is the one appointed by God to judge the living and the dead. St. Peter's bold proclamation of the resurrection is so effective that immediately after St. Peter's inspiring speech, Cornelius and his whole household were baptized by St. Peter. I think back to last night. We had 8 baptisms last night at the Easter Vigil. And then everybody lined up and we did 15 confirmations and First Communions. It was so beautiful. And they all boldly professed their faith in the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. There's a story when Bishop Barron was installed as our bishop now almost 3 years ago. And the night before his installation as our bishop, on the 28th of July, 2022, he preached a sermon at Vespers, evening prayer at the Co-Cathedral in Rochester. And he was preaching without notes. He was preaching down in the front. And in the course of the homily, he said something that made me jump right out of my seat. As you know, Bishop Barron's charism and passion is evangelization. And so he asked the people gathered, what is evangelization? And nobody answered him. He said, this is what evangelization is. Evangelization is first and foremost announcing the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. I jumped right out of my seat. I said, that's it. That's it. That's the answer. You know, Bishop Barron is going to have a synod on evangelization and vocations this August. What is evangelization? He says, first and foremost, it is the declaration of Jesus Christ risen from the dead. What I'm looking for is someone who believes in the resurrection of Jesus and can declare it boldly to the world. Long ago, on an Easter Sunday morning, several women go to the tomb of Jesus with their spices, including Mary Magdalene, including Joanna, the wife of Herod's steward Cusa, and Mary, the mother of James. And they go to the 11 apostles and boldly tell their story of discovering the empty tomb and their conversation with the two angels in the tomb who said, why are you looking for the living one among the dead? He is not here. He has been raised. And when the women told their story, the Bible says it seemed like utter nonsense because no one believed them. Do you believe them? Or do you think the resurrection is utter nonsense? Believing in the resurrection of Jesus Christ changes everything. Everything. St. Peter says, if you believe in the resurrection of Jesus, you will have forgiveness of sins in his name. Jesus says, if you believe that I am the resurrection and the life, you will have eternal life. What I'm looking for is someone who believes in the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead and can declare it boldly to the world. Do you believe it? The resurrection of Jesus Christ is not fantasy, fiction, fake, or false. It is not pretend or make-believe, a myth or a mirage. It is not an optical illusion, a dream, a hallucination, or some figment of your imagination. Jesus Christ truly died on the cross, but he is not dead anymore. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Amen. Hallelujah.